It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm just fine. Thank you very much. A little rain, not much.
Yeah, not a whole lot.
But kind of dreary yesterday afternoon.
Yeah.
Cooled off a little bit, too. What's the weather like today?
Pretty similar today. Look, there are chance of showers here through the day and high of 65.
That forecast has a lot of words in it when I look at it sitting in front of you. That usually doesn't bode well. I like few words, like sunny, 75.
Yeah.
That's a good forecast.
Yeah, it's a little long this time.
Yeah, the more words, usually the worse it is. Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get started. He'd like to tell us a little bit today about W&S Appliance. Kendall, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Got several gas and electric range or clothes dryers. Got a master washer dryer set by Maytag. Two portable dishwashers, both in very good condition. To use 15 cubic foot chest freezers. Got some age on them, but they're clean and they work very good. To use two-door refrigerators with top freezer, one 40-gallon LP gas power vent water heater in good condition, 40-gallon natural gas water heater. Used automatic washer in like new condition. Used 24,000 grain luxury water softener in very good condition. And three microwave hood combinations, one new still in the box, one that's been a demonstrator, and one with some slight damage at below wholesale cost. Lots of dishwashers, under counter and convertible portable by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, Amana, and Frigidaire. Still have some closeouts on some models, and yes, we deliver, we install, and take care of the disposal, and of course service it after the sale. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we deliver, install, and again, take care of the service after the sale. Holland gas grills, in stock, no flare-ups, and a lifetime burner guarantee. Jim?
All right, very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Have a guest joining us in studio this morning. We better get going. We got a lot to talk about. I got two things here in front of me we need to talk about today. Alan Stark joins us here this morning. Didn't have to drive very far to come in. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. Well, Alan is, among other things, an author and actually has two books we wanted to talk a little bit about. Let's start with the first one here this morning. It's called Balloons for Breakfast, and it follows the... well, the very short adventures of a little girl named Missy.
Right. The story, Jim, was taken basically from my experiences and my wife's experiences when we lived in California. My wife, Melissa Paulson Stark, she grew up in the Exira area, and when she was a sophomore in high school, the doctors diagnosed her as having juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. So they requested that she do something as far as moving to a warmer climate. So she and her mom moved to Arizona, finished high school there, and then I met her in California. And it was the experiences that we had there in California, getting to know some of the juvenile patients that were being treated by doctors there, that motivated me to go ahead and write this book. And it really deals with the children who undergo multiple operations, who deal with these problems. I met some of them at junior camps in the mountains there in Southern California. And I tried to capture the stories that they had in dealing with the disease and related diseases also. And so my story, Balloons for Breakfast, is really taken from the drama of real life that the characters had to live out in these desert areas of Arizona and Southern California. And there seems to be a belief among writers of children's stories that try to deny real life conflicts exist, and they imagine that all stories are supposed to have they lived happily ever after endings. So I'm not a believer necessarily of hitting between the eyes with reality and the vivid truth, but I do want to keep certain truths in there so that they can benefit by them. And these children that I got to know, they lived beyond themselves. They got out of their comfort zones, and they were able to help other people dealing with arthritis conditions, especially the children.
Well, it's a pretty easy read when
yes,
you sit
it is.
Down to look through it. I had a chance to. I didn't have the time to actually sit down and read it, but at least I thought when I started. But then I found myself pretty much reading most of the book in very short order. It's the type of book that the children can enjoy very easily.
Yes, it is. Right. And I would just like to mention before we go any further that this book will be available at the Atlantic Library. This Saturday I will be having a book signing. This book along with another, and we'll talk about here in a minute. But we're having a book signing at the library from 10 o'clock till noon.
Very good. So. Okay, that's this Saturday, so an opportunity right. for you to stop on by and take a look. And you might actually see this book at some different places, too. You were telling me earlier that this book actually has been made available to different places where kids might congregate.
Yes, yeah. It is in places where you can go in, sit down, and read it. And if you would like to have a copy of it, I can easily make that available to you.
All right, very good. That's one. That's one now. That's Balloons for Breakfast, the name of that particular book. Now, the other one is called Walkout. Now, this is a novel that follows a fellow by the name of Saul Keener. And it follows, it's kind of seeing life, how he lives it, and how God has an impact in a lot of different ways. It's a book that continuously seems like the chapters are relatively short. There are a lot of chapters in it. They seem fairly short, but it seems like there are a lot of twists each time you turn the page.
Right. The author, I've made him, I mean, I'm the author of the, excuse me, I'm the author of the entire story, but I've made Saul Keener act the author in the story. It's himself. And he basically is a writer that likes to write about history, but he gets into writing about his experiences in the church, and he believes really that his creativity is his own doing. And his theme really, as he begins to write the story, is intended to show hypocrisy, bigotry within the church itself. And then when Saul Keener begins to shift really from writing fiction to nonfiction, something very unimaginable happens in the story when he becomes one of the major characters. The characters begin really to do some things in his story that make him one of the main characters. The book itself has a lot to do with the fact that when things happen in the church, we know in the past that there have been people who have fallen from grace, as we say, and people just have a tendency to base their faith and their continued work within the church on that person who fell from grace. They walk out on him. They don't stick around, try to help each other. And it talks about needs of people in the church, and it should go beyond the walls of the church. When you get involved in people's lives, you don't walk out of their lives if you disagree with them a little bit or you find a problem. And this is one of the main themes of the book. I want to encourage people to really read it and find out, is this what I'm doing? Do I need to do things differently? Do I need to look at my relationship with God and my fellow man, with my congregational members in a different way? And so I'm trying to really inspire people, I think, to get back to really living what we consider the true church, not just a building.
Who would enjoy this book?
I think it's really written for those who are teenagers and up, who've experienced some problems maybe in their lives. We see a lot of teenagers these days walking out of the church because they don't like the way things are done anymore. I have found in my work with teenagers these days that they want to get more involved if there's things to do in helping people. And excuse me, I am encouraged when I see these young people go out and help people in the community. This is one thing that we're trying to do here in Atlantic. We're trying to get more people involved in these actions. Circles for Success, which my wife Melissa runs now here in Atlantic, is such an organization. And we are finding that people are now beginning to come together and say, how can we get involved in other people's lives? How can I help you? And the organization is growing, and also that has inspired a lot of what I've written about in this book also.
Well, folks seem to get kind of conflicting messages anymore. I mean, we're in a country that was founded on Christian principles, and
right.
yet some folks want to seem to deny that all the time and want to live in a more secular place where none of that stuff matters. And they think they're uncomplicating their lives oftentimes by separating religion from everything else. Sometimes they make it more complicated, in
That's
fact.
That's true. They do.
And does this kind of help weed through some of those conflicts?
It does, I believe. It helps you to focus on why people have this mentality, this thinking, and you know, God says the church is within us. It's not a place we go and congregate and sing special music and listen to certain sermons, but it's fellowshipping together on a regular day-to-day basis. And my wife and I have started a home fellowship too recently, and we are finding again that those people who have had problems maybe with organizational religion, they are coming together and saying, yes, this is what it should be about. And they're getting to the point where they're walking back in and getting together and working together. So I think those who read this book, I think, will be inspired to do just that. So,
well, and if it opens a few eyes here and there, too. I mean, if there's someone out here who really has kind of walked through life thinking, well, he's not helping me out at all because he's not shown down on me any great, you know, pleasures or anything going on here in my life right now, that maybe that would reading this book help somebody maybe better understand, who hasn't had much of a formal opportunity during their educational lives to learn more about God and the connection that he has with us?
I believe it is. I do use examples, Jim, from actual experiences that my wife and I had in a couple of churches, large churches in Southern California. The examples that I use have been read by some of the people that actually lived through these experiences, and they say, I know God wanted this experience that I went through to benefit someone else. And when I talked to them about using that experience, they said, oh, yes, I think it would definitely help somebody else.
It's kind of the old adage here, too, that although it might be you might put a disclaimer on here saying it's not based on any, you know, it's not anyone actual living, whatever else. It's based on a lot of real experiences that someone has had.
Right. Yeah. And like I said, Saul Keener, you know, he was taking really fiction and turning it into nonfiction. And really, that's what it is in the first place anyway.
Okay, very good. And this book also is available where?
It is going to be available at the book signing on Saturday, but it's also going to be published by Tate Publishing this next week, and it will be available with Amazon.
Okay, and Walkout, a novel, is the name of the book by Alan Stark. And as we mentioned earlier, Balloons for Breakfast is the other one. The Walkout, the one I have here in my hand, is paperback. Is that the basis
paperback
for this one?
Yes.
Okay, now the other one has a nice hardcover on it.
Yes. The Balloons for Breakfast was published when I was a journalist over at the Ottawa County Advocate Journal, mm-hmm. and they published it for me over there.
Very good. All right. Well, of course, if you get some kids to read that, it needs to be in hardcover, so it stands up a little better, too.
Right.
All right. Very good. Well, hope you get a chance to do that. And, again, the book signing's this Saturday.
This Saturday at the Atlantic Library from 10 a.m. till noon.
And you said you had another one in Omaha coming up.
I have one in Omaha coming up. It will be at Parables Christian Bookstore.
Okay. Very good. Well, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Jim.
You bet. Appreciate that very much. We need to turn things back over once again to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got water softeners by Electri. It's an Iowa company. Bring us a small sample of water. We'll test it for hardness so we can help you properly size your new Electri water softener from W&S Appliance. Ranges Gas and Electric, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display, a full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Still have a closeout on a gas slide-in range at below wholesale costs. We'll show the invoice to you. Refrigerators, over 60 units in stock. Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Some excellent values and some side-by-sides and French door bottom freezer models. And, of course, we need clean, used, working refrigerators. So, as usual, top trade-in allowances on nice used refrigerators, the place, W&S Appliance. Coffee's on, and try to stop and see us today. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Again, I want to thank Alan Stark for stopping by. Again, the books are Balloons for Breakfast and Walkouts are the names of those books. And if you'd like to get some autographed copies, you can stop on by. They might make a great little item for you to sit down with, or perhaps a nice gift for someone in your life as well. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.